Okay, wedding traditions, if you follow the podcast, you will know that most of them, I'm going to think they're pretty outdated and pretty oppressive of women.
Yeah, but some of them I feel like you just do them and you don't know why. And some of these things, there was one at the end that you actually could not believe still happens.
Oh my God, I cannot believe. And some of them you're going to be doing at your wedding and I'm going to be there and I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about
them. Well, I'm going to put three things out there and you have to listen out for them, that it will happen. What? Guns, sugar, cash.
And you will have no idea why unless you keep listening.
Hello and welcome to In the Middle of the Podcast with Josiah and Renee.
This is a podcast exploring, well, the fact that we all have very different opinions. Not one of us is the same, but so often we come into unhealthy habits and ideas and conversations, even cancel culture.
You and I found that we're very good mates.
Are we?
We have very different values, beliefs, lifestyles as well, Renee, but you and I somehow make it work.
Yeah, we haven't cancelled each other yet, but in 2024, we're back each week, every Monday with a new episode exploring topics that society's putting down.
And we would love your help. Download every episode. That does help us. Rate us however you feel. 5 stars is better than 1, but you do you, boo.
All right, let's go.
Hey, we've got a massive episode. Before we get into it, should we do Sick or Rick?
Let's do it. Okay. Well, now you never got to wonder what they're going to pick, because this is Sick or Rick. My Sick or Rick today. Recently, Virgin have announced that they will be letting dogs on planes.
Oh, I love this.
Sick or Rick?
So sick.
Yeah?
Although,
okay,
I have 2 dogs, German Shepherd and a Cavoodle. Mm-hmm. Cavoodle, definitely sick. You see him running around a plane, yeah. No stress, doesn't molt, is little, doesn't bark, whatever. If I see someone bringing on a, like, if, can I bring my German Shepherd on the plane? Is what, look, that is,
surely
it needs 2 seats.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. No, I think it would be a certain size of dog. Surely
have to be
like Chihuahua.
Because Cora, the German, she wouldn't even fit. Like, she would take up 2 seats next to me.
Yeah, that'd be an expensive way to fly. But
and she sheds a lot.
Sick, obviously.
Oh, so sick.
Yeah, this I was is looking, about taking, damn time.
Well, I was taking Elmo to Sydney.
And who
from
is Elmo
Melbourne,
for those? That,
my dog, the Cavoodle one, that I share with Melita, my fiance. And to get him put in a carriage under the thing.
I know.
And it cost more than my own ticket. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
And don't you have to like get them sedated?
That's for international. Oh, okay. And no, they don't do that. I don't think.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I think this is sick too. Like, it's been a long time coming. Like, America and Europe, so cool how you just see dogs
it's
everywhere.
The best.
And
it's my favorite thing.
How soon, though, can I take my cat on a plane?
Yeah. Why not cats? It's probably a bit more wild.
Cats don't like to travel. Yeah, it would be, I'd be scratched.
With my old roommate, she had cats and I took one. It was like a dog. I thought it was a dog. I took it I was going for a car wash.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring it with me because it just looked like it wanted to get out of the house. So I brought it in the car.
Josiah, you are an ex-jockey, an ex-soccer player, and now
cat
an
whisperer.
Ex-cat whisperer.
No, I am a cat whisperer.
I'm done.
No, Squeaky and I went for a
ride.
Went for a ride to the car wash together. And Squeaks hated it.
Oh, no.
Poor thing. Okay. Hit under the chair.
So sick. We agree. Yep. Boom. Okay, next one. Tassie Devils. It's a new AFL team.
Saw this.
Do you think it's sick?
Yeah.
Do you think it's sick?
No, I'm going to say sick for this one as well.
Same. I think it's all about inclusivity. It's going to get tourism to Hobart and Tassie.
Inclusive? Like inclusive of Tasmania?
Yeah, like the country. It's including like different. Yeah. No, it's including all of Australia, like for now. Well,
some
more of
Australia. They don't have a team. I think the Hawthorn is their closest team. Then. Is that right, Paddy?
Cool.
Producer Paddy's
you
in.
You can't just throw Paddy back in.
Hawks have been the kind of the adopted team of Tasmania over the years, haven't they?
I'm not too sure. As someone who's only just gotten back into footy this year, I need to brush up on that knowledge. But I saw the Tassie Devils reveal. Mm. Very disappointed that the mascot isn't the Looney Tunes Tasmanian Devil.
I agree. Imagine the copyright though. But that's what I kind of pictured for some reason. But it was a bit more aggressive. I used to, do you know, this is a fun fact for you. We talked about dogs just a second ago.
We
my
also talked about
animal.
Sigurd Ix being like nice and short.
Don't worry about it. You're not my boss.
I am.
No, but listen to this. Yeah, you are. As a kid, Tasmanian Devil, here's a fun fact, used to be my favourite animal.
Used to be?
Yeah.
When did you find that out? Over the
up until
table?
Like year 3, I did a project
and then
on
what
it.
Changed?
Became obsessed.
What changed?
I don't know.
You changed.
I did change. What changed? Okay. Dogs. I realise how good they are.
I think this is sick.
Okay, sick. We're on.
Okay, great. Last one. Mm-hmm. Flossing your teeth.
Ick. I've got it. No, sorry. Yeah, no, definitely ick. Ick.
Wait, you don't floss your teeth?
No. But I found a hack though. No,
so you just went from a solid 9 out of 10 to a 2.
Hear me out. No, listen to
Paddy,
me.
Paddy, do you floss your teeth?
Sometimes.
Okay, I need to make a confession. I am seeing someone at the moment.
You're what?
I'm seeing someone.
Well, like a dentist?
No, like a person, like a dating.
Oh.
And they floss their teeth.
Boy or girl?
Can't say. And them flossing their teeth was such a green flag for me. Flossing teeth is so attractive.
Okay, listen to this. And occasionally, like Patty, but I go to the dentist.
Oh.
How often do you go to the dentist? Once a year?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. There's your problem. I go 4 times a year.
What?
Yeah, because they floss for you. They do it properly
rest. Oh, my God. You have two
listen
hands
to, me.
To floss your teeth.
No, I don't like it. It hurts.
The amount of food that would be in there.
No. But listen to me. I'm about to go back to a 10:40, right? Listen to this. So flossing with a little stick. There's a new thing. Patty, I don't know if you've seen this as well. My in-laws showed it to me. We got it. It's flossing, but not with a string. They now have flossing with water. Do you know about this?
No.
Oh, you get it from like they're about $150.
Yeah, ridiculous. Well, you can buy a little pack for $2.
Nah, but they're dodgy and they hurt. This doesn't cut your gums and it's water. It's so, and it goes in between and it's what the dentists use.
Oh, but it's so
I do that
expensive.
Now. Yeah,
Renee,
in fairness,
bougie. You are very pro, you know, like vegan, reusable. It does sound up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have. Yeah. Excuse me. This is not boys on me. Oral hygiene is fucking sexy, okay? Grandma,
you?
I swore I said it on the podcast.
No, you are disgusting. No, you're ruining the environment,
okay.
Renee.
I'm not walking around being like,
you're
as a vegan,
vegan,
I'm saving every aspect of the world. Do you know what I'm saving? People dealing with bad breath. I'm saving dentist bills in years to come. I'm saving so many things by flossing.
But pay. You have to do it anyway. But you're also ruining the planet.
No, I work with a sustainable brand that sends me sustainable floss.
Oh, what? So you're using reused things in your mouth.
No, it doesn't
bad
work
breath.
Like that.
Oh,
do you know
the
what?
Best. This is my favorite secret
if
ever.
If you don't floss your teeth and you were listening to this... That's an issue for me.
Yeah, but at least we're saving the planet. I just don't like people like you. That
get
you,
out of here.
You may as well spit on the ground,
Patty,
Renee.
Watch it, buddy. You can be fine.
I didn't think of that, Patty. You've made my year.
Oh, one more cigarette while I'm on it. If we're going to talk guys and girls chat here. Toilet seat up or down?
It should be down. I know boys leave it up, but yeah.
And Patty, what do you do? Just be honest.
Well, I live in a share house and I just put it down just out of respect for everyone.
Correct. Yeah, agree. If you live with someone.
All the they thems in the house.
Yeah, all the they thems. In our bathroom, one of the cupboards is right above the toilet.
Mm.
So if you leave it up, you risk perfumes and things falling into the toilet. That is a risk thing for Melita and I. So anyway, she'll get into today's
episode. Yes, today's episode.
Traditions in weddings. I'm getting married now. We're in...
God, we've got major, 2 months.
Yeah, 2 and a bit months. You'll be there.
Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind.
Okay. So we're going to go through a list of all the traditional wedding traditions that you may have, for example, like a veil and what the history of that is.
Yes.
I haven't seen the list. I have no idea what you're bringing to me today.
First of all, you go to a wedding, Renee.
Yes.
I'm not talking about my wedding because mine's so different to anything you see
we
here
can
in
do
Australia.
An episode on your wedding closer to
oh, we
this.
Will. Like, you're going to... And when we get back, you're going to just be like...
I'm scared.
What was this, and this?
I'm so
excited. And I will tell you about some of them in this app, but I want to know before we get into some of the things, you know, that people do and stuff and the meaning behind them, which is, it blew my mind doing research. I was like, that's why.
Wait, guys, can we just have a round of applause in a moment for the fact that Josiah did some research?
Yeah, I was
on the
annoyed.
Podcast.
I was so annoyed.
Yay!
I don't like doing, it's a conversation. I don't like doing research.
No, but
I just like talking.
It's good content, mate.
Yeah, whatever. It is actually when you hear it.
Thank
so,
you.
Traditions at weddings to start the app. Can we meet in the middle? Do you think there's a place for them? Do you think we need traditions?
I think we don't need them. There is a place for some traditions. But I also don't know what you're about to tell me, so I'm not going to...
This is almost like a wedding sick or ick. So shall I go? I've got 10, so we will go through them all. There's a fair few, and each one we can break down as well.
Sure.
So I am going to have my phone out to read about. So I've got 10 that I picked out.
Yeah.
Many more we can talk about that I just don't know the history behind them. So first of all, this... the bride, when she goes down the aisle, she carries flowers.
Yeah.
That's a tradition.
Yeah.
So they do that for a reason.
But why?
So they're doing it now with flowers, but actually started a lot of these. And you talk about the royal family we spoke about last week, and you hate all there how they've grown out tradition and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty well everything we do is from thousands of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But like this one. So the ancient Greeks. So these aren't things from a few hundred years ago. The ancient Greeks, they used to carry herbs. And they reckon that will get rid of the bad spirits.
Great.
So the bride would carry the herbs down the aisle and it'll
bit
get
of
rid
rosemary,
of bad spirits. Over
bit
time,
of sage.
It turned into flowers. They realized we might need to make this a bit prettier.
Okay, I like that. So, I mean, I'd probably like have a bouquet of broccoli at mine or something.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd have something cool.
Would you do a themed wedding?
Theme? What do you mean theme?
Like vegan theme, like vegetable theme or KFC. You know, people do KFC weddings.
No. I mean, the whole menu would be plant-based, yes.
Would it?
Yeah.
What about for people that want to meet at your wedding?
One night, baby. Get over yourself.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
My
it's
money.
Your wedding.
I'm not contributing to oppression.
That's what you learn with weddings. It's your wedding. You do what you want.
Exactly.
Bridesmaids, they all wear matching dresses.
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you, Renee.
They're changing it, though. You're so proud that you know some facts.
They are. I've seen some weddings lately.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be a bridesmaid for the first time ever. Next year. Rude that you didn't ask me to be in your bridal party.
Yeah, no.
And I that she doesn't want us to necessarily wear like the same dress.
And before I even tell you the tradition behind it, I just thought because it looks good. Like when you all look in different colors, unless you're going for a multicolored themed wedding, it looks better when all the bridesmaids are one.
That's your personal opinion.
I need water. Sorry.
Paddy, can you please bring in my water bottle there?
Do you mind if I have some? My throat's about to go. I don't know what's going on with me.
I forgot to get you water.
As we continue, bridesmaids. Thanks, Paddy. Appreciate it.
Hi, listeners.
Hello, everyone. Thanks, Paddy. Appreciate you.
I don't want your germs, so. Okay.
This is all sorry to everyone listening.
The third one?
I'm talking about the bridesmaids.
Have you got COVID?
No, you just made me.
Okay.
Apologies to everyone that had to listen to me drink water. This is the thing about this podcast. We were in Media Week a few weeks ago talking about how opposite we are, but we're still mates. Look at us. Opposite things, but sharing drink bottles. Does it get any better than this? Sorry to Melita to whatever she catches off Renee. You know.
Shut up. She'll catch good oral hygiene. That's what she'll catch.
Okay, the bridesmaids.
Yes.
They were identical because of the Roman times. So this came from the Romans. Geez. Matching outfits meant good luck and were a common wedding tradition. Back then, people leave. Evil spirits would attend the wedding and curse the bride and groom if they didn't all wear the same thing. Oh. So your friend should watch out.
Okay.
Wearing a wedding veil, you mentioned that before.
Yeah.
That's also an ancient Rome tradition.
Yeah.
Where a bride would walk down the aisle wearing a veil over her face. This was to disguise herself from any evil spirits looking to ruin the wedding day.
Yeah, but also with the veil, there's also another meaning to that where it's like her purity is being taken off and lifted off her. Like the virginity is going to be taken.
Is that it stands for purity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that though. I actually don't know if Melita's wearing a veil or not.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, she showed me.
She showed you the dress, but does that include a veil?
Can't say.
I kind of.
I love.
I'm going to ask her when I get home.
Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to wear a veil, but for me, like, it does not symbolize any sense of purity.
I think it looks good though, like from a fashion point of view.
Yeah, but when it's over the face.
What about a crown?
Oh.
I love it if she rocked up with a crown veil. Yeah, I love
my
that
queen,
stuff.
My queen.
Yeah, I love all that
queen
stuff.
Shit? Okay.
Wearing your ring on the ring finger.
Yeah. Okay. So what's that?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Do you have any idea?
No.
It's funny because when we got engaged, I just did it.
Yeah.
It's funny you just do things because it's meant to be on that finger. I never even question why.
You should because you question everything else in society.
I know, which is funny. That's why when I read this, it blew my mind. So it goes back to the Romans again. So that finger, which is the fourth one on your left finger, what do you call that finger normally?
Index?
You call it the ring finger.
Yeah.
So they believe the fourth finger on the left hand was connected directly to the heart by a vein called the vein of love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that's a real thing.
I like that. That's science.
So yeah, it is. It's a science-based thing. Yeah. So your ring finger is connected to your heart. It's the vein of love.
Which is exactly why I wear my aura ring on.
Is it really?
Yeah. I put it on there because I love
sleep. Yeah, it's connected to your heart. Oh, how and that. Well, so it's a hand-heart connection.
Okay, that's cool. I like that one. I'd keep that. That's the one tradition I like so far.
Giving the bride away. You're going to hate this one back there. So this goes back to the time of arranged marriages where you give away the bride, which represented a transfer of ownership.
From the father to the...
From one family to another family. I love this.
Yeah. You love this tradition?
Yeah, this is part of our... Remember we did surnames last year? Remember that episode?
Yeah,
that
blew up a lot of people. Do you believe that Melita's being handed over to your family now?
Yeah, I own her when we get married. I'm kidding. I knew you'd hate this so much.
You're not kidding, though.
No, but no, I'm responsible for it. I do believe that.
Really? In
of
what
course.
Sense?
Of course
you want to protect and care, but she should be the same for you.
Of course, but I don't look to her for that as much as she gives me security.
Do you feel like she's getting handed over to you?
No, but there is, from a traditional sense, yes.
You don't actually believe that you own her?
No, like a slave.
No, not. Like
she's not gonna. Well, she kind of is.
You just asked me to go get water. Imagine what Melinda's doing.
Oh, you can just right now cleaning while listening to this podcast. God. Hopefully, better be tidy
Please
when
download.
I get home, Melinda.
Okay, next one.
Can I talk about what we do overseas
in Albania?
So what we will be doing at this wedding is as part of, and we're not going this deep.
Yeah.
But how it works is. when we go and pick the bride up from her family house. So I'll actually see Melita before she walks down the aisle.
Oh, so you're not doing the night before?
No, oh, no, we will do separate. That's just our
and
own
what
thing.
What is that tradition, do you know?
Actually, I couldn't find that anywhere okay. while
Producer
we sleep.
Producer Paddy, what is it, why do they sleep apart?
On the night before. The I'd say that's a purity thing as well, oh, but God. We'll find out. I'll tell about
look
this.
That up.
Paddy. Yeah, thanks, Paddy. So basically what happens is before yep. she walks down the aisle,
yep.
we go and pick her up from her family house.
Yeah.
So you'll probably hear us because unfortunately for you, it's only for family members.
Oh, damn.
And bridal party.
I'm pretty sure on our last year's episode, you said, I'm welcome to the family.
Yeah, good point. Close family, friends only. So
hey,
I'm genuinely devastated.
Just got the explanation here. Superstitious beliefs have kept many a couple separated until the ceremony, protecting their matrimonial. Did I say
yeah.
that right?
Yeah,
matrimonial
yeah.
fate from being doomed from the start.
It's all yeah, very spiritual driven, which I can get around the spirits. They can get around
of course
me too.
You can. You do those spirit card things. What are they called?
Tarot cards.
Yeah, you do those things. Yeah, yeah. So basically, what happens is
you're going to pick
we
her up.
Pick up. Yeah, yeah. So we go through town. You'll hear us. Like the police basically give an escort, holding the horns down. There'll be flags out the windows.
What?
My cousin will be shooting a gun.
No,
I'm
it's
not
joking. The F1s.
No, he shoots a gun in the air while yeah. It's just fun traditions that they do.
Oh, I like this. But they must have shut down the town every weekend.
No, you'll see one almost every day
really?
On weekends. Yeah, everywhere. No, don't shut it down. Though. You just see it. And you go,
that's
someone's
cool.
getting married. It's nice. You'll hear it as well.
Okay.
Music pumping.
I'm excited.
Anyway, we get to the bride's house.
Yeah.
And my family are all partying and celebrating because the son's getting married.
Yeah.
Whereas her family are meant to act sad. It's like it's an acting. It's not you're not actually sad.
God, is this a melodrama? What
kind,
happens?
It kind of is. I've watched the videos.
And
my
then
first.
What happens?
It's so funny. It's my first Albanian wedding I've been to, and it's my own.
Oh, okay. So then
but,
what happens?
But I've watched all the videos, and then they give away obviously Melita to my family, kind of like this tradition.
Oh.
But it's more acting than actually we're handing over, and they're not meant to smile like her. And her mum's not doing this, I don't think. But she's meant to wear all black because she's meant to be depressed about giving away her only her
this
daughter.
This is so different.
I
I'm
love
not
it.
Judging, it's just.
I
different.
Love it. I think
and
it's culture. It's a cult. That's more cultural.
And Melina's okay with this.
Oh,
she
it's
doesn't
fun.
Feel depressed.
No,
or?
Because it's not.
Okay.
You're not. It's more. You're not doing. You're not actually depressed.
Okay.
They're actually happy, but it's just more like
sure.
acting for tradition. It's culture.
Okay, sure.
Okay, here we go. The phrase tying the knot.
Yes.
Do you know about this one? This is fascinating.
No, tell me.
Many cultures still do it. They say it came from the Celtic, which is Scotland, and Hindu weddings. So that's
yeah.
India. So a lot of different cultures have done this.
Yeah.
They used to tie the bride and groom's hands, and some still do it together to symbolise their commitment to each other. So you're stuck to each other.
Oh, I don't need to go to the toilet or something.
Do it. Get used to it. You're married now.
Jeez.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's tying the knot. Who would have thought?
God, no wonder people get like let go and get complacent when they're married.
Oh, I know. it's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Having a wedding cake. Why yeah. do we do that? I just presume it's dessert.
Just like cutting the cake, like cutting nut.
Nut. Ancient Rome, they used to break loaf over the bride's head.
What? Cake over the head?
Yeah, that symbolises fertility for the bride.
Oh, God.
And over time, the English adopted that in medieval times to be like scones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it eventually turned into a wedding cake. Except we don't break over the head anymore.
Wow. Yeah, well, thankfully, because you're probably spending like $5,000 on a hair.
Last couple. This is amazing. June weddings, the most popular time to ever do a
Why?
Wedding. We didn't even plan this. Ours is on June 30. The Roman goddess Juno rules over marriage and childbirth.
Really?
That's why for so many centuries, everyone wanted to have it in June out of
oh,
a bit
wow.
of superstition.
I just thought it was nice weather.
I know. Honeymoons?
Yep.
You go on that holiday after your wedding.
To go
I just
and
thought
have
it
sex
was.
And lose your virginity.
Presumed it was just to, you know, have fun with your partner in a beautiful place, have your first holiday together. Ancient Norse, I don't know what this is, but an ancient Norse bridal couples, they went into hiding after their couple.
Yeah.
A family member would bring them a cup of honey, wine for 30 days every day.
What?
Or one moon. 30 days is one moon. And that's where the word honeymoon comes from. So they would hide in the bedroom for 30 days,
just
only drinking honey wine. And it will go for 30 days, which is one moon.
Well, you've got to make
moon.
Up for all the years that you've saved your virginity up.
Obviously, that's what it's about. Isn't
Jeez.
That unbelievable?
That's wild.
And finally, this is the last one. And where this is something I couldn't believe when I read this because it's something
God.
We do. It doesn't really happen in Western culture anymore. But many candy, you know, you get like lollies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They used to throw a lot of sugar and stuff like that. At each other at weddings, you know, when you know now kind of when the bride and groom leave, everyone in
petals
Aussie,
and stuff.
Yeah, people throw flowers or people do a tunnel and they run through.
Yeah.
It's a bit, you know, bogue and whatever.
I like it.
they used to throw, and what it symbolizes is only in medieval times the rich could have sugar. Like that was a rich person's thing.
Oh, so it's a flex of your wealth.
It's a flex of your wealth. So well, you say ooh now, but that you're going to see a lot of that at our
really?
Wedding.
Really? What?
So sugar isn't for, you could buy a bag of sugar for a dollar now. You know what I mean? It's whatever.
Back in the day.
But it's still.
Now they're going to be throwing steaks at you.
So no, I meant to, I wanted to get Melita on for this, but she is busy at the moment. So I have to throw, I don't think you'll see this, might be when I pick her up, but I throw sugar at her.
Really?
I peg sugar at her head. I keep saying that to her.
Really?
Whenever she annoys me.
Are you practicing at home?
No, I haven't done it yet, but do you know what I do when she annoys me? What? We have a fight. I said, you know, at our wedding, I'm meant to like, you're meant to throw it in the air that sprinkles over it kind of thing.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to get those sugar cube things and throw them straight at your head.
Stop it. You shouldn't joke about being domestic.
I'm not. You're such a woke loser.
I'm not.
We're having fun between each other. But yeah, I'm going to be throwing sugar at
her. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I'm fascinated.
How do you feel about this one, about our wedding as well?
Sure.
So we have a wedding singer. Yeah. That's what they do. You don't sit down at an Albanian wedding.
Yeah, which I love.
You're going to be on your feet dancing the whole time.
Love. Perfect. No heels for me.
So you're going to see the wedding singer.
Yep.
People will be throwing money at him the whole time. There'll be money all over the floor.
Why?
Just like, you know.
So
like
who picks it up? Is it free for all?
I think a lot of kids. Graham, you often see kids going.
I'm going to make money from your wedding.
People could. You'll probably get bashed though.
Really?
Yeah. Just remember there'll be guns. They're not illegal over there. So don't do anything dodgy.
Oh, God. This is blowing my mind. Honestly, these wedding traditions are crazy.
I don't know. That honeymoon one, you just say honeymoon. Like, the fact that we don't think about it.
Drink wine and have sex for 30 days.
Well, I don't know. They're meant to be in hiding, so I don't know if that's so what it was. Weird. But it was fascinating. But, we're going to be adopting a lot of these. So throwing sugar, throwing money, and then he gets to keep that. It's like a tip for him. So
really?
If you want him to come sing, you just get €50, give it to him, and he'll come over and sing for you at your table, things like that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's going to be so much fun.
Put some cash in the boob, am I right?
So, you could. So what we're going to have at mine, this is what you'll see. Not like a Western, but you'll see lots of dancing. You'll see guns, throwing of sugar and throwing of money. Yeah, it's going to be brutal.
Okay. God, I can't wait to report on how it went after. But let's touch more on your wedding closer to when it actually is coming. 2 months away, baby. You sure you want to do it?
I know I want to do it. It's just...
There's a lot of rehearsals to get ready for. I mean, there's a lot to remember.
I don't even know what to do. I feel like I'm just rocking up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably all Melinda.
Different conversation.
And do you know what? This sucks because, like, I think about this. I'm like, how would two gays do this?
Throw sugar at each other.
Yeah, just they both do it. Just be a sugar fight. Thanks so much for listening. We loved having that conversation. Oh, did we? But we do love you guys, our listeners. So please like, subscribe, download that bloody episode.
Yeah, we love your help. It does help us out as well. And you know what? Flick us a message. We've got socials as well. Just search Josiah and Renee or In the Middle of the Podcast.
Absolutely. We'd love to get you involved in our conversations. Until next week when we are back in your ears, don't forget to clean them out. That's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. 3 p.m. next Monday. We'll speak to you then.